Amateur presentation.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. The first question I wanted to ask both of you is about Ape School and working with Alain Gauthier and about the physical aspect of the performance. But there was something that you talked about, Owen, in a podcast recently where you were looking at it from the physical point of view, but in terms of bringing a character to life, but the emotional part is also extremely important. Can you talk about finding the balance between both the physical and the emotional?
Yeah, I mean, it's they go together. They are very, very linked. You know, you can't have the physical character without the emotional core and the internal life. That's what, I mean, for me, that's where Noah came. Like, that's where the body came from. Was what he's going through on the inside, and so that affects how he stands. And you know, of course, you're working within a format, which is the ape. And in my case, the chimpanzee. So that, obviously, that affects how your body moves and how you're able to use your limbs and the kind of strength that comes with the movement. Mm. But in terms of the specifics of creating the individual character, that comes from inside. And so, like, the, you know, when Noah stands like this, there's a reason for that. When, you know, when his voice comes out in a certain way, it's informed by his inner life.
Well, especially with his father early on, you notice those moments where, you know, he's standing in his shadows, and it even reminded me a little bit of how amazing your work was in Montana Story, where back and forth between you and Haley Lou Richardson, and you kind of felt that estrangement, and you feel that relationship in the performances here, where a lot of people might not consider that, especially with motion capture. Kevin, you had a different experience working with Alain Gauthier, that you worked one-on-one with him. Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I was in high school. I was late to school. I came in six weeks later. You guys had just finished.
We were. Yeah.
You guys had been done, and you just started shooting, right?
Yeah.
So I came in and I had a one-on-one with Alain, and Alain just literally just, you know, broke it down in this beautiful way that only he's, I can only imagine that he is the only person that could have broken it down like this, being the incredible artist that he is, but then also being a scientist. So he broke it down from a physiological, biological perspective that informed all the anatomical differences that informed the way that we moved. And then through that movement, character started to seep in. And then through all of this organic work, he asked me a question, and I just all of a sudden answered as Proximus. And it felt so good. It felt so right. It felt like, it was like a lightning strike. Like I was, and he felt the same way. And it really hit us all very differently in our process, but we all got to the same place where we could show up to set 150% bought in on the experience and our characters and what we were bringing to the story, and it just made for the most electric, visceral experience I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. What was the experience for both of you working together for the first time? I mean, there are some scenes that are so intense, but also strangely seductive in the way that Noah is thinking, well, maybe Proxima isn't completely wrong with his logic.
Right. Well, I think the first time we actually worked together wasn't even, it's not even on screen. Elements of it are, but the actual experience was...
It was filmed.
I think it's not the whole thing, but there's a moment of it in one of the behind the scenes.
Really?
Yeah. I was shooting a scene with Freya, and I see him, you know, get out of one of these cars, come to set the first time, and we've never met. and Alain is with him, and I guess he decided that it was time to bring you onto the, you know, out into the world.
Yeah.
But I see him kind of standing off to one side, and I've got my arm extensions on, and I was like, well, I'm not even gonna break character. I'm just gonna go up and meet him as Noah. And so I kind of run up and I look, see him through some car windows, and yeah, I mean, it just, like, he just kind of, Proximus just came out.
Well, he gave me the license. Like, he literally said, come play with me. And at first, the human vanity looking around, oh, is everyone going to think I'm crazy? No, everyone's acting like an ape. but he invited me, and it literally turned into this 45-minute improv. And we found so much stuff, and we would keep doing it. And we still greet each other as apes, because that's how we met first. Yeah. So we've become really good friends. It's a multi-layered relationship. You know? Yeah.
So would you consider that to be method acting? Because I know on the Back to One podcast, you mentioned about going quite in-depth for The Stand, and you went to some dark places, especially with writing notes. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you kind of wanted to explore further with this character?
No. I don't ever want to do what I did for that ever again. I don't understand the whole method thing, really. You know, some it works for some people and great, but no, I wouldn't say it's method. I would just say
you ever put a definition on it?
Yeah, it's play.
Exploration.
You know, you're exploring. You're discovering things about the character, about the relationship. You know, about the other character. It's I don't think. I have no control over whether or not I do that. It's just what I...
Depth in characters can only come by laying thin layers of everything that makes up that character.
Yeah.
And you just keep building and building and building and building and building. And eventually, one day, you get the set and you're like, oh, here he is. Here he is.
Yeah.
And it's like that whether you're playing an ape or you're playing, you know...
Whether you're in your Lost or David Cronenberg's Cosmopolis, where you're so intimidating in those movies.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about Proxima. Did you see him as a villain? And was there anything that you talked to about director Wes Ball about the performance, but also where the character was coming from? Because obviously this is Noah's story.
The script really said so much about him to me that I created this backstory that he's... absolutely obsessed, enamored by human nature, the birth of Homo sapiens on the planet Earth. He's tried to learn everything that he possibly can about them. In the midst of that, he came to understand the true nature of man, where, you know, from the moment that we were here, we started killing all the flora and fauna, we started eating everything, we kill each other, We fight over the silliest things, over different interpretations. We kill each other. So it's all of this stuff just became such fuel for the fire, and you know, it just kind of became a part of him, and it was a glorious experience to get to explore all of it.
And the locations, too. Like, you've worked with Sir Ridley Scott, and, I mean, those sets are incredible to watch. But looking at this, there are moments and textures and little details within the designs that are so magnificent. Does that help get into character?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, absolutely. But then on top of that, with all of this incredible detail that was implemented before the year of world building... it comes down to imagination and connection and trust. You know, faith in each other that we're going to do everyone's going to do their jobs.
Yeah.
You and I 100% bought into the West school of let's make
let's do it.
Kingdom Planet of the Apes. Like, we bought in because he's such an incredible world builder.
Yeah.
And
he's so passionate.
Oh,
he's just
God.
So
yeah.
You can feel like the care with which he's putting this together and the love and the obsession for it. And I think it allows you to just surrender and be like,
let's go.
I'm safe.
Well, even the pressure, you know, following Matt Reeves, you know, he has so much to live up to.
Yeah.
And, you know, separating it so many centuries later. A question that I did want to ask both of you about Wes Ball. Wes recently mentioned that there will be a version of the film that is uncut where you can see the actual actors. Was that something that he had talked to you guys before making that announcement? And how do you feel about it?
I don't know if he talked to us about it. I think at some point I probably been like, hey, are we going to ever see this movie without all the CGI?
Did
like,
you?
Oh, I probably did, because I've been wanting that since we did the movie.
Right.
Like, I've been wanting to see that forever.
Wow.
And like all my friends back home are like, dude, I want to see this movie, but with you in the suit, like, you know, I feel great about it. I can't wait to see it.
I feel like it's just such a, I feel like cherished.
Yeah.
Because he believes in the performances so much that, and was such an integral part of those performances coming to fruition. You know, I think we're all really proud of what we did. So to be able to see it stripped bare, I think will definitely demystify the process of performance capture.
It'll be very informative for people to see.
So I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I have to wrap with you too, but thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it, and congratulations on the film.
Wonderful questions.
Thank you. Really good.
I wanted to get in the question about if the the eagle hum, if you could play that on the mandolin.
You know,
you
don't
play anything on the
mandolin. Yeah, I could play it on the mandolin. I don't know that it would have quite the same effect, but I could.
Well, great.
I don't have the mandolin. No. I didn't bring it.